glistening plastic bottles and food wrap.
Liberal politician Kamala Harris wants to take your guns. She says it herself.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
Mandatory buybacks? That's Washington speak for taking away your guns. More from Kamala.
Just because you legally possess a gun in your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible.
Take Kamala at her word. Democrats will ban guns and take them from your home. And here in Wisconsin, congressional candidate Rebecca Cook is following in Kamala's footsteps. Rebecca Cook called for a ban on the most commonly owned rifle in the U.S. She even earned an F from the NRA. As a political operative, Cook spent the last decade working for defund the police Democrats. She'd defund police and take your guns. It's radical and it's dangerous. Liberal Rebecca Cook, she won't protect you. She won't let you protect your family.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Van Orden for Congress.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. With a week left before Americans head to the polls, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are driving home their messages. Trump in Pennsylvania this hour holding an economic roundtable just outside Philadelphia. Later, he'll hold a rally in Allentown. Vice President Kamala Harris delivers her closing argument tonight in Washington, D.C.
Vice President Harris tonight will say, according to excerpts released by her campaign, that Donald Trump is, quote, unstable, obsessed with revenge, consumed with grievance, and out for unchecked power. Harris will say Trump has spent a decade, quote, trying to keep the American people divided and afraid of each other. Her message to Americans tonight is, that's not who we are.
ABC's Karen Travers. In northern Gaza, nearly 100 were killed in the latest Israeli strike targeting Hamas, many of them women and children sheltering at a building. The director general of field hospitals in Gaza says they are also unable to carry out the second phase of the polio vaccination campaign in Gaza City. This is ABC News. A week after the Texas Supreme Court voted to block death row inmate Robert Roberson's execution, members of his family are now speaking out.
Robert Roberson was convicted and sentenced to die for the killing of his own two-year-old daughter, Nikki, in 2002, a crime he denies committing. Nikki's brother, aunt, and grandfather have admonished the committee that convinced the Texas Supreme Court to block Roberson's execution. They insist he's guilty. Thomas Roberson has issued an open letter of his own, insisting that his brother could not have hurt his daughter. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
There's no specific actionable threat, but an assessment by law enforcement says this weekend's New York City Marathon is a potential target for those seeking to commit acts of violence. Authorities will be paying attention to the city's bridges, and they're also concerned about the use of drones, which are not allowed. More than 2 million spectators and over 51,000 runners will participate in this event on Sunday. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Macy's Friends and Family is going on right now, and it's the best time to shop for all the gatherings and gifting ahead. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest trends, new arrivals, and the best brands, like Karl Lagerfeld Paris, Steve Madden, Hotel Collection, and more. And get 15% off beauty, too. Plus, get free shipping with any $25 purchase today at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Election Day is fast approaching, and your vote in local elections is important. I am Deborah Fisher, and I am running for the Pepin County Register of Deeds. Determined to serve the community of Pepin County, determined to put the taxpayers first, and determined to make a difference. I am running for this office as an independent candidate and would value your voice and your vote. Remember to get out and vote on Tuesday, November 5th. Authorized and paid for on my behalf.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Summer is here today.
High temperatures will attempt to shatter records as we soar to 80 degrees. Winds will be whipping out of the southwest, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, keeping us warm overnight, too. More records are on the line by tomorrow morning as lows only fall to the mid-60s. For fall and winter getaways plus holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. Right now, 78 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. The vice presidential candidates in Wisconsin today, Democrat and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz making stops in Waukesha and Manitowoc, while Republican vice presidential candidate Ohio Senator J.D. Vance was in Racine and Wausau. A nearly 40% increase in early in-person absentee voting over 4 years ago doesn't surprise Wood County Clerk and Wisconsin County Clerks Association President Trent Miner.
You can look in your mailbox daily and find something from either of the parties or any of the candidates that say, you know, vote early. So I think that is turning out a lot of folks.
Early voting in Wisconsin began last week. It's that time of year again. Keep an eye out for deer in roadways. The State Department of Transportation says crash numbers involving deer begin rising during mating season in October and November. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a proud sponsor of the WIAA, Rural Mutual roots for all of Wisconsin student-athletes. Whether they're a hometown hero or they dream of the national spotlight, sportsmanship keeps Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA to learn more about how they support high school athletics.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winkins. News this hour being brought to you by Bowerbill Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire, Sunstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand, and Tech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand, and Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. There's now a warning about invasive carp in two western Wisconsin rivers. The Department of Natural Resources yesterday said silver carp have been found in both the lower Chippewa River and lower Black River. The carp are an invasive species in the Midwest and have done immense damage to other rivers when they've been found. The DNR started investigating after receiving reports over the summer about carp jumping out of the water in both rivers. The fish were confirmed last month. As for now, the DNR says it doesn't look like the fish have spread. There's no word on what the DNR plans to do about the carp. The establishment of a fire district between the Durand City and Rural Fire Departments is going to be delayed. While both departments had hoped to have the district in place by the end of the year, some legalities still need to be worked out first, and it appears that the district won't be established until the summer of 2025. The city will also be looking at some possible state innovation grants next year that would also assist in some of the costs of the new fire district. Eau Claire schools are moving ahead with two budget plans, at least through Election Day. The city school board approved one budget that includes the proposed $18 million a year tax increase and one that doesn't. Voters will decide on the referendum question next week, and the school then will pick the budget that fits. Teachers in the Eau Claire School District can expect either raises in either budget, though the district says there would be some cuts if that referendum fails. We're going to get the last look at the presidential race in Wisconsin tomorrow. The final Marquette Law School poll is due out tomorrow afternoon. The last poll, which came out earlier this month, gave Vice President Kamala Harris a 4-point lead over former President Trump. But more recent polls say Trump is either leading or is tied with Harris here in Wisconsin. Pollster Charles Franklin said the poll from earlier this month showed a much closer race in Wisconsin this year than either 2016 or 2020. That new poll will be unveiled tomorrow afternoon at 12:15. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Western Wisconsin's congressman is the latest to ask for answers about Pure Prairie Poultry's closing. Republican 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden yesterday sent a letter to USDA asking for more information. Van Orden joined congressmen from Minnesota and Iowa asking about the oversight regulation and a lack of transparency from USDA. Specifically, Van Orden wants to know what's become of the $46 million in USDA grants and loans that Pure Prairie received. Pure Prairie Poultry suddenly closed earlier this month, leaving farmers in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa holding the bag for over 2.1 million chickens. NTEC is warning customers of a phone scam. The co-op says someone is calling customers claiming to be from NTEC and threatening to turn off your phone service unless you give them a credit card or checking account information. While NTEC has a service that may remind you that your bill is due, it doesn't request any bank information. If you receive a call asking for banking information, just hang up. The Center for Advanced Manufacturing and Artificial Intelligence, also known as CAM AI, has been created at UW-Stout. The new center is designed to leverage the broad array of university expertise for solving technical issues, along with conducting research to support private industry. The center will provide a bridge between the UW-Stout Manufacturing Outreach Center and academic departments to bring applied research, modern technical methods, and laboratory fabrication and testing services directly to the private sector. If you need assistance with energy or heating bills, the Wisconsin Public Service Commission is encouraging you to act now before the disconnection moratorium kicks in. Bureau of Consumer Affairs Director Brad Rose says the moratorium prevents utilities from disconnecting essential services to residential customers from November 1st to April 15th. Rose says customers should contact their utility provider before November 1st to make a payment or arrange a payment plan. Rose says that utility providers are not required to reconnect services until payment arrangements have been made. Now, more information is available at the Public Service Commission website. You're listening to WRDN News.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
It's time again to keep an eye out for deer in the roadway. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says crash numbers involving deer begin rising during mating season in October and November. Drivers are reminded to use their headlights at sunrise and sunset
Deer are most active in the early morning and evening hours. Last year, 14 people died and 585 were injured in over 16,000 deer vehicle crashes in Wisconsin. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
It's time to review the top three highlights of the day. I'm joined, as always, by my co-anchor, Snoop.
Hey, what up, though?
Snoop, number one has to be getting the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence at T-Mobile.
Yeah, you should hustle down to T-Mobile like a dog chasing a squirrel chasing a nut.
Nice analogy, Snoop. Dogs do love to chase squirrels.
And squirrels love to chase those nuts.
On the highlight number two, at T-Mobile, families can save 20% every month versus the other big guys.
That is very impressive. You know, y'all can take some of those savings and buy some Snoop merchandise.
That's exactly what I'm planning on doing with my savings, Snoop. Now, take it away, Snoop.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on them. Now drop that jingle.
24-monthly upgrade is eligible trade-in on Go 5G Next. Well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 connection charge. Cancel entire account before receiving 24 bill credits and credits stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence coming fall 2024.
Larson on Life Under the Cut Line. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in Victory Lane.
Oh, it's you! Stephanie! Ah!
Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strummy, Aaron Evernham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Networks and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
Kyle Larson spent the NASCAR Cup Series season near the top of the standings. With one race remaining to qualify for the Championship Four, the Hendrick Motorsports pilot finds himself seven markers below the cut line.
I don't know if that's more pressure or less pressure. I think I remember feeling a lot of pressure like leading into the Roval a couple times, you know, when I've only been plus 15, like I set up, and you're just not wanting to give up that gap. Where now, I think when you're below, it could be a little less pressure because you're just on constant push mode, maybe. But we'll see. I think the points will fluctuate a lot throughout the race.
To help hurricane recovery efforts, go to redcross.org to make a financial or blood donation. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Liberal politician Kamala Harris wants to take your guns. She says it herself.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
Mandatory buybacks? That's Washington speak for taking away your guns. More from Kamala.
Just because you legally possess a gun in your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible.
Take Kamala at her word. Democrats will ban guns and take them from your home. And here in Wisconsin, congressional candidate Rebecca Cook is following in Kamala's footsteps. Rebecca Cook called for a ban on the most commonly owned rifle in the U.S. She even earned an F from the NRA. As a political operative, Cook spent the last decade working for defund the police Democrats. She'd defund police and take your guns. It's radical and it's dangerous. Liberal Rebecca Cook. She won't protect you. She won't let you protect your family.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Van Orden for Congress.
The football Badgers have a difficult closing stretch to their schedule. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Iowa, Oregon, Nebraska, and Minnesota is how the Badgers finish in the regular season, but Coach Luke Fickell says they can only control one thing, and that's Iowa right now.
It's one day at a time. It's one thing right in front of us at a time. And, you know, as we talked about, it's been mentioned about Iowa is the toughness thing. If you don't think you're going to go into Iowa and play them at home and think if you don't match or outmatch their toughness that you have a chance to win, you're fooling yourself. We don't have to look a whole lot further than this week in particular and that in particular, you know, regardless of what the rest of the year looks like.
Badgers and Hawkeyes kick off at 6:30 on Saturday night in Iowa City. Packers off today, start preparing for the division leading Detroit Lions on Sunday afternoon at Lambeau Field. Detroit averaging 43 points a game over the last four games. Dodgers shoot for a World Series sweep of the Yankees. Game four is tonight in New York. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
First-round football playoffs include a shocking end for the state's winningest coach. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a Wisports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. Level 1 of the football playoffs is in the books, and once again it featured a few blowouts, several upsets, and this year the sudden end for the state's all-time winningest coach. Legendary St. Mary Springs head man Bob Hyland announced earlier this year that this, his 54th season, would be his last. It ended in shocking fashion as the second-seeded Ledgers fell 21-20 to a Winnebago Lutheran team they'd beaten 37-7 just a week earlier. Hyland finishes his career with 522 wins and 17 state titles. That was one of 22 upsets based on the seeding in 11-player football this year out of 112 opening matchups. One top seed went down as previously undefeated Eastern Suburban Conference champion Cambridge was shut out 27-0 by eighth-seeded Belleville. Elkhorn was another upset winner from last Friday night as the Elks took down second-seeded Monroe 17-14 for their first playoff win since 2004. There were a couple huge passing performances, including West Appear junior Patrick Grison throwing for 534 yards in a 60-34 win over Oshkosh North, which included eight touchdowns, tying for the third most in state history. Whitnall's Tanner Efforts threw for 573 yards, tying for fourth most in state history, but the Falcons fell to Reedsburg 62-48 as Reedsburg rolled up 611 rushing yards, believed to be in the top five all time. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Cuffs and Collars is one of the most popular features in Wisconsin Outdoor News. It contains weekly reports from state game wardens, and the latest edition contains some real zingers. I'll share a few with you when we return, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with OnX Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Welcome back. We've got some Wisconsin Game Warden reports here today from the latest edition of Cuffs and Collars in Wisconsin Outdoor News. First, Wardens Evan Fox of Spooner and Nick Al-Morgabi of Hayward investigated a deer hunting complaint near Spooner involving a person who had used another person's bow buck tag to register his second archery buck of the season. Then, the person later registered an archery harvest buck as a car-killed deer to continue hunting for another buck. In the same region, Warden Jesse Ashton contacted a person fishing from shore at the Mackenzie Lake boat landing. The man admitted he did not have a license. Ashton recognized the man from citing him for fishing without a license on a different lake in Polk County in 2022. The man had never paid the citation and now had his privileges revoked. Ashton cited the subject for fishing during revocation. Finally, Warden Brad Dahlquist of Anago investigated a call of an individual intentionally killing smallmouth bass and bluegills while fishing the Wolf River below the Post Lake Dam. I'm Rob Dreeslein, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Summer is here today. High temperatures will attempt to shatter records as we soar to 80 degrees. Winds will be whipping out of the southwest, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, keeping us warm overnight, too. More records are on the line by tomorrow morning as lows only fall to the mid-60s. For fall and winter getaways plus holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. Right now, 78 degrees.
Good afternoon and welcome to the channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. On today's program, we're visiting with Sean Hackett, Hackett Financial Advisors, Boca Raton, Florida. Sean, thanks for joining us on today's program. First of all, let's just kind of get your overview. You know, we are kind of mixed at the end of the day yesterday, mixed at the conclusion here today. Had nice surge in wheat, but just overall, what do you think, what's the feeling of today's trade here on a Tuesday, Sean?
I think the market is kind of stuck in a state of paralysis. I think we're all eyeing the Tuesday election day and wondering what kind of ag policy are we going to have going forward, not only domestically, but also internationally. And there's a tremendous fear going on, not only in grains, but other commodities, you know, that a potential Trump victory and a escalation of his original tariff war, you know, could set a significant reduction in trade and something that really hurt agricultural prices, specifically the last time he was in office. And I think that continues to be a nagging worry that's keeping the market very uneasy and unwilling to take any directional stabs until we actually find out what the results are.
Yeah. And you and I were talking about this before we went on the air. Maybe there's a danger of, you know, over talking about the elections. Is it only the presidency that the market is worried about? I mean, are we thinking about a farm bill or other legislation? You know, what else is the market kind of thinking about, if anything, related to the election?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the farm bill is extremely important. What's the focus going to be of the farm bill? It's going to be more of a alternative energy, green energy type of farm bill? Is it going to be more of a subsidy type of farm bill? You know, it's obviously extremely important to get the numbers right and to get the investments correct in terms of farmers' need going forward. And obviously both parties have a very different view of how the farm bill money should be spent.
Well, let's take a look at some of these individual commodities, and you kind of mentioned it too in your opening comments, just what we've seen with wheat. Now, we were weaker yesterday, and then we had a few things happen, initial condition rating of this winter wheat crop, and some other things going on. So quite a bounce here today. What are the factors in your mind that are really influencing wheat here at the beginning of the week?
I really like to set the stage. We had the worst planting season in Russia, Ukraine, probably since 2010 and 11 in terms of dry weather, inability to get the crop planted, very poor stands going into dormancy. Our best case scenario is that given the very, very poor start, that the best case is that they're going to have a crop this coming season no better than the last. And the last was down 15% from the year before and down 22% from 2 years ago. And that has necessitated or caused Russia to increase export taxes this week, 14%, meaning they're trying to slow down exports for the first time in over 2 years. They are the price setter. They're the number one exporter in the world. What happens in Russia does not stay in Russia. There was a mad dash to sell cash wheat ahead of these export tax increases, creating some indigestion. We're now getting through that. And I really think, keep watching Russia. I think they're going to raise export taxes even further and slowing down those supplies. If we have any further weather adversity going into next spring, we could really see something change in the wheat market. In terms of tightness, we haven't seen really since Russia invaded Ukraine.
Yeah. Well, what about these initial numbers here in the States, the winter wheat crop? I think was at the worst in the last 10, maybe 15 years. Emergence is behind normal as well. What do you make of at least those initial condition numbers from USDA?
Well, we know September and October have been the driest 2 months in over 40 years. And actually, we broke record setting hot temperatures for September and October in the key winter wheat growing regions. So I don't think it's too much of a surprise that any crop that did get in the ground looks awful. That's the bad news. The good news, it does look like we're going to get some recharging of rains here for the next few weeks. Doesn't mean that solves all the world's problems in terms of U.S. wheat, but it's a shot in the arm, and it will allow some better planting to get done and some better, a little improvement in conditions. The key is this a one-shot deal or not? Our belief is this is not going to be a sustainable rain pattern, and we're going to see the overall drier pattern return, but at least for now, some good news for rain to help a little bit after these terrible rains.
Yeah. When you were talking about Russia, Sean, you were talking about if there's increased taxes, so less movement of wheat out of Russia. What are the conditions like in other wheat growing areas besides Russia, Ukraine, and us here in the U.S.? Is there any ability to make up some of that from other areas around the world?
Well, I mean, Russia's number one. The U.S. is number four. Europe is number two. So the only place you could make up the difference is if, Europe has a big wheat crop coming up. And unfortunately, they've gotten to a very, very poor start for the exact opposite reason. It's been raining so much. They've had a hard time getting the crop planted, and anything that they have gotten in, it's been muddied in, and it's not looking very, very well. Things are looking to dry out a little bit here, but overall, I don't see anyone having the kind of start to the winter wheat growing season that suggests that they're going to have the kind of big crop next spring to overcome some of these other challenges in Russia, Ukraine, and in the U.S. So the setup here for wheat is very problematic going forward into 2025.
Very quickly, any outside influences from energy, crude oil, anything like that today?
Look, we had this big break in crude oil because Israel surprised everyone supposedly from not hitting, the energy assets of Iran. Anytime crude oil takes a hit, it does tend to have a drag effect on commodities in general. But I don't really believe right now energy is the driving force for grains.
All right. Again, we're visiting with Sean Hackett from Hackett Financial Advisors on today's Channel Final Bell program. Stay tuned. Coming up, second half program, talk a little bit more about weather in Brazil, some of the other commodities, and kind of preview the rest of the week's trade. Stay tuned. The second half of the Channel Final Bell is up next on the Rural Radio Network.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Again, Sean Hackett, Hackett Financial Advisors in Florida, joining us on today's program. I guess let's pick up and talk about some of the other commodities. Now, we had kind of a mixed, mostly higher day in soybeans yesterday. It looks like they're backing off. Any thoughts on what some ideas on soybeans in today's trade?
Remember, the first half of the growing season in Brazil is all about soybeans. That's when they grow most of the soybeans. For corn, it's the second half of the growing season. We started off with one of the worst starts to the planting season in Brazil's history with extremely hot, dry weather. The planting has been delayed, you know, one of the worst delays we've seen really in 30 or 40 years. And that sort of ran the price up here a few weeks back. But then we got some rainfall here in the middle part, the latter part of October, that's allowing those planters to roll. And that has taken some of that weather premium off. Having said that, like winter wheat here in the U.S., we don't believe that that is a permanent change in the weather pattern. We believe we're going back to a warmer, drier pattern as we move into the critical mid-late November to early mid-January period when they're setting pods and really setting the yield for Brazil. And we think that the market is going to have to put weather premium back on to kind of factor in the potential for a second poor crop in a row, which is highly unusual for Brazil to see that.
Sean, how long, what's the weather market? What's the weather time frame where we get, that the market really pays attention to what's going on in South America?
Mid, late November to the end of December is that critical point where the weather either delivers for Brazil and they have a big crop, or it falters and we have a crop, you know, below trend. So we're not quite at that critical tipping point yet, but we will be in a few weeks. And I think if we're correct about a warmer, drier pattern coming in with the very poor late start to the planting season, that sure is the time to get maximum weather premium to be added back on for maximum concern. So look for that window from mid-late November to late December for the market to, you know, put on whatever it needs to factor in whatever the weather is or it isn't.
Now, could we do this all over again with the Safrina corn crop after we get done with soybeans first round?
The answer is yes. The problem with second crop corn is it's planted right after, right behind the first crop soybeans, in Mato Grosso especially. And so if you're late 3 or 4 weeks like we are in getting the crop planted in soybeans, you almost for sure are going to be planting late in Mato Grosso for second crop corn. We know that because that pushes the crop out into the dry season for pollination, a lot of farmers will not plant second crop corn like last year. So that means the acres are down and the crop that does get planted, the yields are compromised. And so it's going to be very, very difficult to have a good corn crop behind a late planted soybean crop. And we would start putting in that reality into the corn price. You know, starting February and March would be the two critical months we're going to start factoring in what kind of a fundamental situation are we looking at in Brazil. So there's a tale of two different markets at two different times, but yes, that will show up once we get into the new year.
All right. Sean, switching gears just a little bit, let's go over and talk livestock. A little weaker in cattle after an up day yesterday. Hogs are coming on here late in the day. Any thoughts on what's going on in the mercantile livestock-wise?
in the hogs specifically, you know, for a long, long time, we've had this extremely undervalued pork cutout price versus the beef cutout price. And it looks like we're finally getting demand to search for value as the economy and the worry over the future of politics increases. Secondly, we've been able to export a tremendous amount of pork to Mexico and others. And there was a big belief that we were going to see a large increase in U.S. production of pork as we got into the fourth quarter. And the numbers are just not showing it, suggesting the USDA has overestimated not only the amount of heads of herd that are out there, but also the kind of production we're going to get out of them. And that's causing the market to have kind of a supply pinch here. Look at that December contract. It's something that has been desperately needed from hog producers that have had a tough go at it for quite a few years.
All right. Well, with the time that we have left, Sean, what are your thoughts for the trade for the rest of the week? What are you going to be watching now through Friday?
Obviously, I think one needs to be watching every single soundbite from day to day in terms of which way the elections seem to be going. One thing that I would say, and something to pay attention to, is that I think geopolitics, meaning the unrest overseas, post-elections could really take off, meaning whoever gets in, it could be an opportunity for those leaders that are wanting to create global mayhem to view that window as an opportunity to create havoc before, you know, the next president gets in office. And so I'd be kind of really looking for signs that that might be happening in and through those elections.
Give us your contact information for folks that would like to follow along with what you do.
Website is Hackett, H-A-C-K-E-T-T, advisors.com. Also, our Twitter page is at ThirdX11. Keep tabs of what we're thinking about at crisis.
Sean Hackett, Hackett Financial Advisors, Boca Raton, Florida, joining us on today's program. Do remember, trading of commodity futures and options does involve a substantial risk of loss, might not be suitable for all investors. That's today's Channel Final Bell. It's brought to you by Channel and your local dealer. Chad Moyer reporting.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by PTx, innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible, PTx. Tomorrow marks 1 month since Pure Prairie Poultry declared bankruptcy, leaving millions of chickens without feed or processing facilities. Farmers and lawmakers moved quickly to address the birds, but the cleanup continues. I'll have more when we come back.
AGCO is proud to launch PTx, a new leading brand that aligns precision ag technologies from Precision Planting and PTx Trimble. Two familiar brands with one common goal. Precision Planting and PTx Trimble know farming is easier when systems speak to each other. That's why they provide solutions that connect operations across the crop cycle to unlock visibility and flexibility, regardless of equipment color. Through automation, guidance, and upgrades for every season, PTx is your solution for precision ag technology, empowering you to be more efficient, more accurate, and make agronomic decisions with confidence. You'll find a local dealer network that provides expert knowledge and support for every season. As you focus on maximizing yield, they'll provide reliable service, education, and access to tools that strengthen your inputs. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. PTx. Visit PTXAg.com to learn more.
When Pure Prairie Poultry declared bankruptcy on September 30th, it set off a crisis across the Midwest. By October 2nd, Pure Prairie had also ceased operations at its Charles City processing plant, leaving farmers stuck with chickens and no feed and no immediate processing options for those birds. Now, the response in Iowa, Wisconsin, and Minnesota was rapid, but existing laws meant each state responded differently. In Iowa, the Department of Agriculture was able to intervene quickly, obtaining an emergency court order to assume care of 1.3 million birds across 13 different farms. The department secured a buyer for the chickens early on, intending for them to be processed and sold. But lean complications led that buyer to withdraw, which stalled the resolution process. Late last week, Iowa's Secretary of Agriculture Mike Naig announced that, after exhausting local donation and processing avenues, a court ultimately authorized depopulation of the barns. By October 25th, Iowa had humanely depopulated the birds using veterinarians' guidelines to ensure welfare standards. In Wisconsin, farmers faced similar struggles. Many farmers gave away their chickens to avoid starvation, with some birds traveling as far as Michigan and Illinois. Wisconsin officials, however, were limited in their response as they lacked authority over the privately owned poultry. Despite that limited direct aid, Wisconsin farmers and volunteers rallied to support the animals, with Senator Tammy Baldwin calling on the USDA to step in for future financial and logistical support. Meanwhile, Minnesota was able to take proactive measures as well, working with its ag department to relocate, process, and euthanize around 300,000 chickens. These state-by-state responses highlight the difficulties farmers face when processors collapse, raising questions about USDA oversight and taxpayer investment protections. While the initial animal welfare concerns have passed, the financial ramifications for both farmers and taxpayers is still playing out. I'll be back with more after this.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
I am Paul Hamilton, your choice for state senate. I come from farm families who preserve the bounteous summer and mason jars. Family farms around western Wisconsin still keep such traditions alive. We need to care for farmers because they care for us with the food they produce and their stewardship of this rich land. Supporting family farms creates jobs in western Wisconsin, protects the land, and provides food for local markets. Paid for by the committee to elect Paul Hamilton. I'm Paul Hamilton, and I approve this ad.
Yes, Pure Prairie Poultry's bankruptcy highlights vulnerabilities in our agricultural supply chain. With recovery efforts ongoing, Midwest states and the USDA are learning valuable lessons from this case. As the poultry industry navigates this tough situation, farmers and officials alike are calling for stronger support systems to prevent future crises. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by PTX. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Eric Hovde's been caught lying again. Caught lying about Tammy Baldwin 20 times in his ads. The latest, quote, Hovde falsely claimed that Tammy Baldwin supports sex change surgery on minors. The truth? Tammy Baldwin doesn't support that, and there's no sex change surgeries on minors anywhere in Wisconsin. None. Hovde also lied about Baldwin, quote, giving our money to a transgender clinic. That's been found false three different times. The Journal Sentinel says the truth is Baldwin supported mental health funding for a homeless youth shelter. That's right. Hovde's attacking a place for homeless kids. We all know what Eric Hovde is doing. He's trying to scare you. But they are all lies. Wisconsin is better than this. We're not going to let some billionaire California banker lie his way into the United States Senate.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, couple of showers around. Temps drop out of the 70s into the 60s for Wednesday afternoon. Breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Showers wrap up early Thursday, partly cloudy, much cooler, high only in the mid-40s. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Currently at 79.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Saw Star Wars at least 8 times. Had the Pac-Man pattern memorized. And I've seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong, yeah. Roger Staubach in my backyard. Had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died and my mama cried. It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in. Fair Fawcett hairdo days, bell bottoms and 8-track tapes. Looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. But I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1970-something. It was the dawning of a new decade. We got our first microwave. Dad broke down and finally shaved the most sideburns off. Took the stickers off of my Rubik's Cube. Watched MTV all afternoon. And my first love was Daisy Duke and them cut-off jeans. The space shuttle fell out of the sky and the whole world cried. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. Looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something. Now I got a mortgage and an SUV, but all this responsibility makes me wish sometimes. 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something 1970-something. It was
1970. My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near 5th Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh Lord. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need 30 more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near 5th Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Here comes the
to the three, to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kind of late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord.
Tell them drink some.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. At the bottom of a bottle, don't miss me. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
I messed up, buddy. Kick me out the bar.
The country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
God bless Texas. Texas.
These feelings piling up won't give me no rest. This might come out a little crazy, a little sideways, yeah, maybe. I don't know how long it'll take me, but I'll do my best.
Came out a little country, but every word was right on the money. And I got you smiling, honey, right back at me. Now hold on, cause I ain't done. There's more where that came from. Well, you know I'm just having fun, but seriously. You be my Louisiana, I'll be your Mississippi. You be my little Loretta, I'll be your Conway Twitty. You be my sugar baby, sweet iced tea. You be my honeysuckle, I'll be your honeybee. Your kiss just said it all. I'm glad we had this talk. Nothing left to do but fall in